Jesus on the cross transformed what victory looks like. He completely transformed what victory looked like. And so for the early Christians, the greatest victory they could achieve was martyrdom. To be able to enter into God's glory and to be able to give their life like Jesus had. That this was the great mark of victory. And whenever one of the early Christians who became these early saints would die, they were buried. And in the early days of the church, the Christians would come because they understood, they remember more than we do, that heaven isn't like off out there beyond all the galaxies in some spiritual land way far away, but rather the spiritual world and the physical world are very intertwined. It's the reality of last night, Halloween, All Hallows Eve, that the spiritual world is real. That it's real and it's among us, the whole spiritual world. And so evil spirits, they're active in our midst. Suffering souls that need our prayers, they're in our midst. As well as the souls and the spirits of those who are saints, those who have won the victory with Christ, those who have earned a share in Christ's victory. That they are in our midst. But like us, even after we die, until the second coming, their bodies and their spirits are not yet united, but there's something, because of course the resurrection of the body, that is important about the body, even in death. And so what they would do is when one of the early Christians died, let's say they were buried down in the catacombs, they would go and they would have mass over their grave. They would have mass over the body of one among them who had won the victory with Christ. This is why even in our churches, there's a relic of the saint in each altar. Each of the altars in this church has a relic of one of the saints. The main altar right here has a relic, a first-class relic, a piece of Saint Wenceslaus himself. Because we understand that Saint Wenceslaus, he isn't a million miles off somewhere beyond Pluto, blah, blah, blah. He's in our midst. He is here, as well as all the saints. The spiritual world and the physical world, they are one and they are intertwined. We're not able to see with our physical eyes the spiritual world, but it's in our midst. And so every time a saint had given their life, the day of their victory, the day of their death, was marked off on the calendar, and that saint was celebrated on that day. When you got a couple hundred years in, during one of the huge persecutions, the number of the saints exploded to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, where the whole calendar filled up. And it was in the early centuries of the church that the church set aside a day to celebrate all of those who had won the final victory, whether giving their blood or just giving their whole life, red or white martyrdom. And it's this day in which we remember that the spiritual life, our Christian life, is a battle because there are spiritual realities that are in our midst. They're in our midst, but the victory has been won with Christ. That's why we conform ourselves to him. We attach ourselves to him. We stay near to him. We trust in him. And we know that the victory, we need help in fighting the battle. That's why we need the help of grace in the sacraments, and we need the prayers of one another. And we need the prayers of the saints who are very close to us, who are praying for us, and we ask them for their prayers, especially on this day in which we commemorate with the whole church all of those who have won the victory, that we might share in that victory. That's our eternal purpose. The only failure in this life is to not be a saint. And the only victory in this life, the only victory, is to be a saint.